You have discussed last night some of the divine characteristics and Avayam Satya Samsuddhi, like that, 16 divine characteristics, and here the demonic characteristics. We can understand a thing by analysis of characteristics in the chemical laboratory. Things are tested by characteristics. Just like this chemical color is like this, shape is like this, then taste is like this, and chemical reaction is like this. That's stated for each and every chemical. And we can understand the purity by the characteristic. The characteristic is also called dharma. Just like snake. The snake characteristic is that unnecessarily, without any offense, it bites. And the animal which is bitten, he dies. This is the characteristic. Without any fault, the snake is going, and the other animal is going. Go, but the characteristic of snake is unnecessary bites. This is the characteristic. Chanakya Pandi said, Sattva krura khala krura, sattvat puratara khala. That two kinds of krura, envious animals are there. One is the snake, and the other is envious man. So Chanakapani said, they both of them envious, but the envious man is more dangerous than the envious snake. Why? Because the snake can be brought into submission. By arch and mantra. There are snake charmers. They chant mantras and they apply some herb and the snake come under subjugation. But kalakera nivartate. But the snake like man, he cannot be subdued at any cost. So there are characteristics. By the characteristics we can understand who is a godly man and who is a demonic man. So they are stated. And the next verse is there. Devi sampad vimokkhaya. If one has these divine characteristics, then he is eligible for going to the spiritual world. Vimokkhaya. Devi sampad vimokkhaya. Nibandhaya asuri mata. But these demonic characteristics, dambha dattva abhimanasya parisham abhyanam sampadasri. If you develop this kind of characteristic, then it is our material bondage. So we are the cause of material bondage and freedom from material world. We are ourselves as the cause. There is no other cause. Simply, we have to develop either these demonic characteristics or the divine characteristics. So human life is meant for developing divine characteristics, not these demonic. Demonic characteristic is already there. Just like Dambha. A dog has also pride. And this dog. And Australia. And this. The Dambha is there. Even in the dog. Even in the lower animal. Even in the cat. But he is divine characteristic. Oh, I am so low. Pinadubi means I am lower than the grass. I am lower than the grass. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's speech. What is this Dhamma? Why I should be pride? What is this pride? So that is ignorance, due to ignorance. When one man is unnecessarily proud, that means it is due to ignorance. And Chaitanya Charitamrita author, he describes himself that I am lower than the worms in the stew. Purusher kit haite mihisa logishka. Jagai magai haite mihisa pavishka. Adam vittam. In the ninth chapter. Just the opposite. Why I shall be proud? What I am God? I am humble fragment of Krishna. Let me discharge my duties. But if one is proud after becoming a pure servant of Krishna, that is very good. That Dambha, that pride is very glorious. I am a servant of Krishna. That is very nice. So one has got the tendency to become proud. So if one is proud to become a cat and dog or a tiger or a so-called big man of this material world, that is for his bondage. Asuri, Devi Sampad Nuvakhaya. That is, Devi, if you become proud in Devi Sampad, if you become proud by becoming the most confidential servant of Krishna, the same pride is for your liberation. And if you become proud that I am minister or I am the big dog or big, that is for Nibandhaya, your bondage, you continue material life. By your spiritual pride, of course, you must be proud after being situated in the spiritual platform. Otherwise, that is also ignorance. So, two things are there, Devi Sampad and Asuri Sampad. Asuri Sampad means more and more entanglement and bondage within this material world. And Devi Sampad means your freedom from material world. So, first of all, you must decide what we want. Whatever you want, we will have. Krishna is very kind. If you want to remain bound up by the laws of material nature within this material world, karanam gunasanga sa, as you contaminate the different material modes of nature, we get different situation of life, different forms of body, different circumstances. Krishna has arranged everything very accurate. His arrangement is very perfect. Parasa Shakti Bhivadayvasya. When he does something, he desires something. By his desire, the energies are there. Immediately, the energy works. Just like you have got some energy to desire, immediately begins to work. You have got experience. Similarly, we have got limited number of energies, and Krishna has got unlimited number of energies. So, if we desire to become something unlimitedly, Krishna can supply you your necessities unlimitedly. That freedom is there. If you want to remain as a demon, then Krishna will supply all the ingredients how you can flourish as a demon. Just like there are Hiranyakashipu and there are Sullhas. Sullhas was being supplied the spiritual advancement of life, necessities. And Hiranyakashipu was being supplied for demonic status of life. So it is Krishna's pleasure that whatever you want, you can get it. You get all advantage by Krishna. If you want to become a demon, Krishna will supply. All right, become a demon. Take whatever you want from me, he'll give you. Similarly, if you want to become a demigod, a devotee, Krishna will supply. All the necessities. Now it is my choice whether I shall become a demon and whether I shall become a devotee. This is my choice. Krishna is equal to everyone. Samoham sarvabhutesh. Otherwise, how is God? If he is partial to somebody, then he is not God. He must be equal. He is equal to the devotee and non-devotee. Whatever the non-devotees want, Krishna supplies. And whatever the devotees want, Krishna supplies. But he is very much pleased with the devotee. Therefore, he supplies are very immediate. And the demonic supply, that will depend on his work, karma. It will depend on the karma. And devotee supply, because it is bhakti, it is immediately there. That is the difference. Krishna says that. Jetu bhajanti man pritya tesu te mai. There are millions of living beings. Some of them are devotees, and many of them are non-devotees. So, Krishna is kind to the non-devotees also. Whatever he wants, he will give it. But the necessities of the devotee is the first consideration for Krishna. Jetu bhajanti maam pritya tesu te mai. That is Krishna. As a devotee is only searching the opportunity how to serve Krishna. Similarly, Krishna is also very eager to serve the devotee. That is a reciprocation of devotional service. Now it is our choice whether we want to become a devotee or whether we want to remain a demon. That is my choice. Krishna says that you give up this demonic engagement and surrender to me. That is Krishna's desire. But if you do not agree with Krishna's desire, if you want to enjoy your own desire, then also Krishna is also pleased. He supplies the necessities. But that is not very good. We should agree to Krishna's desires. We should not allow our desires, demonic desires, to grow. That is called tapasya. Our desires we should sacrifice. That is called sacrifice. We should only accept Krishna's desires. That is instruction one to Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna's desire was not to fight. But Krishna's desire was to fight. That's the opposite. Arjuna ultimately agreed to Krishna's desire. Yes, Krishna Vasananda. Yes. I will act according to your desire. That is bhakti. This is the difference bhakti and karma. Karma means to fulfill my desire. And bhakti means to fulfill Krishna's desire. That is the difference. Now you make your choice. Whether you want to make your desires fulfilled or if you want to make Krishna's desire fulfilled. If you make your decision to make Krishna's desire fulfilled, then your life is successful. That is your Krishna conscious life. Krishna wants it, I must it. I will not do anything for me. That is Vrindavan. All the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they are trying to fulfill Krishna's desire. The cowherd's wife, the calves, the cows, the trees, the flowers, the water, the gopis, the elderly, inhabitants, Maharaj Yashoda, Nanda, they are all engaged in fulfilling Krishna's desire. That is Vrinda. So, you can turn this material world into Vrindavan, provided you agree to fulfill the desires of Krishna. That is Vrinda. And if you want to fulfill your own desires, That is material. This is the difference between material and spiritual. The same thing, this house is a house, the next door is a Kormi's house, and this house is a temple. Now what is the difference? The difference is, in this house, everyone is engaged to fulfill Krishna's desire. And the other house, everyone is engaged in fulfilling his own desire. Therefore, it is temple and that is house. Otherwise, from the external feature, where is the difference? The same stone, the same wood, the same plant, the same land, the same kitchen, everything is the same. And the business is the same. But here, the business is to satisfy Krishna. And the other has said, the business is to satisfy one's own senses. That is the difference between calm and prem. When you try to fulfill the desires of Krishna, that is prem. And when you want to fulfill your own desires, that is called calm. That's no other. Just like the gopis, are going to Krishna, being captivated by the beauty of Krishna. Just like young girls become captivated by seeing a very nice boy, or a nice boy is captivated to see the beauty of the girl. These are sense that there is no praying, there is calm. But the gopis, they are going to Krishna. Superficially, the same thing, like the young girls are going to a young boy. But they are going for Krishna's satisfaction, not for their own satisfaction. That is the sublime. Therefore, gopis are so held in estimation even by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ramma kachi upasana brajavadhu bhargabhija kali. There is no better spell for upasana, worship, than it was conceived by the gopis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu admit. They're the topmost method of worshipping Krishna is the type of varsity offered by the gopis. Topmost. Gopi bhava rasam tabhila hari kallola madhuro moho bandhi rupa sanatana ravidiro sridiva bhopa. The Goswamis are always thinking of the gopi service to Krishna. Gopi bhava rasam tabhi. So, now the two things are there. The divine characteristic and the demonic characteristics. Both of them are there. Now you have to select which one you want. If you actually want to love Krishna, then take this divine characteristic. There is no cause of helplessness. You can, just like amanittam. Yes, it is said, Dambha, Adambhittam, Adambhittam, without any Dambha. Yes, it is said, Amhayam Sattvasam Siddhi Jnana Juva Avasthiti. So, you can practice this. That is devotional life. You have to practice this. If you want to be divine, your characteristics have to be changed. We are dealing with the divine characteristics, some of humana, not for like that. We can change, there's no hopelessness.
and you can listen to them. Today you are not a female. Srina. But you can become an expert Srina. If you practice Srina. So, things are there. The characteristics are there. Now, if you want to be divine intelligent, then you practice all these things. And if you want to practice demon, then you go on with your own characteristics, which I have already got. So you have to have to become divine or demon, to go back to home, to go back to God's name, giving our own hand. Now, we have to practice. So I have to make this one.
Alright.